This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only one place can dissect today's pressing headlines.
You see that right there? That mean I got Sin Rorty.
The Big Man Barbershop.
Sin Rorty.
105.7 The Fan.
Just make it go away, please. For the love of God. Can we stop with this?
Still a great song.
This is just go away. What are some local sports traditions that you don't care for? This would be number one for me. I'm so sick of this song. It's like somebody said it before, like when they had Who Let the Dogs Out and they wouldn't stop playing it. Yes. That's what this song has become for me. This is my number one tradition that I'm sick of.
It feels like everybody took it.
But yes.
The Ravens use it. The Bills use it. The Lions use it.
Well,
it started in Belgium, from what I heard.
If you hear, when the Orioles are rallying, you'll hear the crowd go, stop.
Yeah.
That's, think of something else. And you have one. It's funny because
I got a good one, too.
It was between the one I actually picked and the one you picked.
Yeah, this one, it just drives me out of my mind.
I love this.
It's from West Virginia.
I hate it.
Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm.
I can't.
I don't like it.
Can't.
I love it. The farm. Days are all filled.
You guys can go to hell.
This is one of the most urban areas in the country.
And you're playing Thank God I'm a Country Boy.
This is Baltimore.
It's a great song.
Listen to it on your iPad. Listen to it on your phone. Put it on your headphones.
While Bill Hagee dancing to this, come on, man.
But Deanne Rose is a great song. That doesn't fit either.
That's my favorite song of all time.
That's why I said it.
I'm jerk.
Yeah. This song drives me crazy. This is nothing to do. I know it was, I can't remember the play. One of the players liked it in the 70s. They kept it. And like, this doesn't fit here. This is Baltimore. Everyone lives in a city. It's like, it's not a country area, but it's in the middle of a state. It's the biggest city in the state. It's the opposite of the country.
Even if you're traveling from other areas, those areas are urban areas where you're traveling from.
Well,
to come here.
I know, I get that. But again, and forgive me if this sounds stupid, but like, speaking of what it looked like here in the 70s and the 60s, when did this start?
The 70s.
So what did the city look like then? Was it
still urban?
Still very urban? Was there not like...
Yeah, there were more people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a country boy.
It was a much bigger city.
53%. By 1970, white Americans were 53% of Baltimore's population.
Boom, roasted.
And how big? Do you have the population size?
I can find that.
Wait a minute. We're talking about city or are we talking race here?
What are
we talking
about? Does white Americans...
What does white American have to do with it being a big city?
But he's saying that it's all white people that liked the song. He's saying it's an urban city and it's mostly black people. Black people aren't going to want to listen to them. Thank God I'm a country boy.
I've seen black country... Well, I'm not saying that word. I've seen people from... You know what? Here's mine. And I don't know if it's going to be at the top of everyone's list. It's a time-honored tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Rosedale Christian runs the score up on his opponent.
And this is a tradition unlike any other.
Yeah. And again, as soon as we can start betting on high school basketball, I've got an in for that too now.
Start.
How cute. Jesus.
What an ass.
Time-honored tradition.
Aww.
You know where it started? At Mount Carmel.
I've heard, yeah.
Who took that tradition there?
Oh, my God. Man.
Are there any other
this
ones?
There's nothing sacred around here. Look at Bill Belichick doing all Ryan Clark orders.
What the hell is he doing?
Look at that. I'm sorry, we're watching you inside
know,
the NFL.
No, you know why. Ryan Clark dressed up as him for Halloween. People were pissed off about it, saying that he went in whiteface.
Are you kidding?
Even though it's like a mask, so that's why he dressed up like him.
That's funny, then.
If you Google it, you'll see Ryan Clark as Bill Belichick. You'll see it was a mask? It's makeup, mask. It kind of looks like, you know, what the Wayans brothers did in White Chicks.
Okay. And people were upset about it?
Yeah, it's like, all right.
So Belichick said, let me borrow a jacket.
That's why he looks so funny, man.
Right. Belichick, for those of you, I'm sorry, he's wearing a half blue, half gray jacket and one of those collarless
dress shirts.
Do you see it?
Yeah.
What a way to squash it, though.
So...
Oh, that's funny.
There's some people that are offended by it. What do you guys think?
I'm sorry. Can we focus? What are we doing here?
I didn't do this. He did.
Yeah, but
what do you mean? Did you just ignore it?
Save it for later.
Time on the traditions, or I should say local traditions, sports traditions that you don't care for. You really don't have one? Other than Rosedale Christian running up the school?
I mean, when you think about it, look, I love the White Stripes. I love that song.
I like the O's during the national anthem.
Yeah, some people don't.
Some people hate
that.
When my kids played in Cooperstown, the guy that runs Cooperstown, all the Baltimore people there that yelled O, he said, if any one of you yell O again and talk over the national anthem, I will remove every one of you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it. And I know there's a lot of people that feel like it's offensive. It doesn't offend me, but if it offends you, that's a you problem. But the things that you guys brought up, I think, are valid. There's nothing else really like sports-wise here that stood out to me that I'd say, hey, I hate that. But then again, I don't care about many things.
Yeah, you don't. You have that.
It doesn't bother me.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Do you think that's disrespectful, though, to the national anthem? To yell, oh?
No. I don't think the national anthem should be played at sporting events.
I don't. Interesting perspective.
Well, they pay to have this done. They pay to play the national anthem in the flyovers.
What are the flyovers? I don't think they pay for the national anthem.
I think that's part of the whole deal.
They've been doing that forever before they had flyovers.
But look when it started. I'm saying that I think that started. Here, I'll look it up and
look it up.
Make Joe do it.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sports tradition, local sports traditions that you're just quite frankly tired of, you want to see done. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Again, I said Seven Army Nation. Ed Norris said, thank God I'm a country boy. He doesn't like that anymore. And thank God I'm a country boy was going to be on my list. But I'm so used to it, I felt like, okay, I'll omit that from the list. But when I was talking to somebody about it, they brought up what you said, Jeremy, the O in the national anthem, though. Mm-hmm. They don't like that. Thought it was disrespectful.
And I get that, and some people are going to have it. But fact is, like, there's certain things that have gone on at sporting events now that they're trying to, make this, something you're going to do every year, annual. And now some of these things have taken off, but I don't know that they apply to be there. It's just... Yeah, it's weird.
Barbershop topic of the day. What are some of the local sports traditions that you don't care for? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on 7:15 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Ah.
Ah, who?
Werewolves of London.
Ah, woo. Barbershop topic of the day. What are some local sports traditions that you don't care about? Care for, I should say. Here's one on X. This is from Bo. He says, at Rob Long Sports, the wave gots to go.
Oh, that's a good one.
The wave.
I'm not a fan of it.
I can't believe that's still in existence.
And I hate when the people in my section really get into it, and they're like, come on, stand up.
You give the Kobe Bryant face.
Yeah,
what was that old Jimmy Fallon show? Yeah. When he was showing the guys celebrating.
Yeah. Come on, man. By the way, in what we were talking about, I just found this. It said, in 2009, the NFL was paid by our government to have the players come out to look more patriotic to the public. Before that, they just sat in the locker room getting ready for a game. So that's part of this,
right?
And what's been going on. But what we were talking about, certain patriotic events, they don't pay for.
Now, Ed, friend Kathy, she agrees with you. She said, "Country boy sucks."
I'd say, yeah, it just doesn't fit. Like, and other cities seem to do. They make sense, even if, like, you know, they play New York at Yankee games.
Yeah.
I get it, obviously. But how does this fit with Baltimore?
I have no idea.
But I'm saying, so at Wisconsin, there are football games and basketball, they play House of Pain, jump around. How does that fit to what you're doing? How does, you know, Metallica being played at Virginia Tech fit?
Let's say this. Country boy goes against what we represent. We're not a country. We're not country area.
We're
urban area.
Okay. I mean, I think there's plenty of urban area, but I think there's plenty of country. I don't know. Whatever. We're arguing over something stupid.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. This is not really what y'all talking about, but the local sports tradition I'm tired of is Harbaugh and his clock mismanagement.
Nailed it. Unreal. It's so bad.
He's going to jab, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. At least he's consistent, all right? Give him some credit for that. 410-583-1057 is the number. What you got going on there, Edward?
Just one. In 1975, Mark Belanger suggested a song to Frank Cashin, who was the general manager. That's how it started. He liked the song.
So you guys hate Belanger? I love him.
Didn't say that.
Love the Blade. You guys are just, now you're bashing him for playing this song and getting this damn thing started. I don't understand you people.
Who are you calling you people?
You.
I don't think so.
Mark Belanger was from Pittsfield, Massachusetts. 410-583-1057. Tom and Rising Sun. What's up, Tom?
Morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I ain't calling in a while, but I got 2 points, so don't hit me too quick, Rob.
You take your time back. Tell me you got two. Just roll with it. What's up?
All right. Woo! Gotta go.
That's Gunnar Henderson's walk-up with Sweet Escape. That's one of the catchiest things going along with what Bryson Stott came out to, where the fans get him. I think it's one of the greatest things.
I got you. What else? What's your other point?
Okay. All right. So, the country boy. Baltimore is urban, but it's surrounded by so many rural areas. I'm in Cecil, Hartford, Howard County was rural, Eastern Shore,
Carroll,
Southern Shore. It's all surrounded by rurals.
Let me ask you a question.
Eastern Shore is 3 hours away.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. I mean, and Cecil, this is what gets me about Cecil, Tom. You guys don't know whether you want to claim Philly or Baltimore. If there are people up in Cecil who are Eagles fans. What are you? I don't think that's too far to try to connect to what we should have in the state. If you want to play it because you like it, that's one thing. Yeah. But that rational, that's not.
Rob doesn't know.
Come on.
I mean,
you're going to Cecil and Eastern Shore?
Is Columbia really country?
I mean, come on.
I hate Lee Greenwood's I'm Proud to Be an American.
That's the worst. You don't like that?
Do you know that, I just watched this on John Oliver, that he changed the words and made it I'm Proud to Be Canadian? And he just like changed a few words and then put the different city or different like areas, provinces or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's what a corny a-hole that guy is.
So why, I'm just curious, why don't you like it?
Oh, it's played out. I mean, it's just been it's too much. That guy has one song that he is, he just created his own Bible to sell that. Like, what are we doing?
Let's go to Baltimore and get Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good morning to y'all. Hey, I hope y'all don't get mad at me for this, man, but the hay is in the barn. I've been trying to figure out what hay is Mark Viviano talking about.
No, that's Jerry Sandusky.
That's something from his childhood.
Yeah. What hay is he talking about?
Well, that's just an old expression. Yeah. My defensive coach in college would say that. We'd have the walkthrough on Friday. At the end, he goes, hay's in the barn, gentlemen.
Yeah, so the work is done.
Yeah, hay's in the barn, go shower up.
Like, I know where it comes from, but I'm with Mark. I don't like it. I don't. I'm not mad at you. I mean, we're not going to get mad at you because you're expressing something about another broadcast. It's not disrespectful. You just don't like
it. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
You can have an opinion.
If you called in and just blasted them, yeah, we got to let you go. Let's go to Houston and get Jay. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas? I hate that country boy song. Let me tell you, I live in Houston now, man, and nobody here even walks around with cowboy hats and stuff on. So to hear it there sounds crazy to me. And it's absolutely ridiculous, man. They need to get rid of that song. The guy from Cecil County, that's not even Baltimore.
But to be a country you don't have to wear a cowboy hat. Hell, like, when you think about it, West Virginia, how many people are wearing cowboy hats?
I don't know. You would know. Hang on. Houston. I'm glad he made that point. Mm-hmm. It's in Texas, so you would think,
yeah,
it's the fourth biggest city in the country. It's a huge place. Like, it's not country. It's a huge, sprawling urban area.
That's my problem.
Thank God I'm a city boy.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Who are the country boys in the stadium?
I think you guys are overthinking this.
No, I'm not overthinking it.
It's just a song that's played.
I think songs like that should represent the area that...
Well, I just gave you two that doesn't represent anything. Jump Around doesn't represent anything in Wisconsin.
It shouldn't be against what you... I mean, if you're going to play a song about country, it's not a Baltimore song.
Like you brought up Seven Nation Army. What is that? That applies to everyone using it?
No,
that's why he didn't like it.
He didn't like it because it's played out.
I never liked it. But you're right, it is played out. But I never liked it. I wouldn't have picked it had it not been played so much. But I never liked it. Let's go to Connor in Annapolis. What's up, Connor?
Hey, morning, guys. How you doing? I might be in the minority here, but I think the Enter Sandman in the fourth quarter of the Ravens game's got to go. It's not really unique to the Ravens. That's Virginia Tech team thing. And
it's Mariano Rivera's thing.
Yeah, it's Mariano Rivera's. They stole it. I mean, everybody does this.
Yeah. And that made sense. You saw one that fit? When he would come in, Rivera would come in a game. That's it.
Time to go to sleep.
Time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Like my favorite walk-up song in the UFC, I can't remember, the Japanese fighter. Time to say goodbye. No one has that kind of, usually it's, you know, jump around.
Something with energy.
Pump you up.
Yeah.
But, time to say goodbye. Oh, that's brilliant. Like, that is.
And it's weird because I'm not saying I don't like the traditions that they have. I just think music applies to how you feel. Like, it's something you said was started by an Oriole player that stuck around. I like it.
I don't like it. Not at all. Let's go to Danny in Dundalk. What's up, Danny?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good.
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, I just want to say, I think the John Denver song, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, is so funny. I get a good laugh out of that every time I'm there. I'm on Jeremy's side on this.
I'm just curious. Why funny?
I love the John Denver song. I think it's ridiculous in the Baltimore area playing that, but I'm at the game, you
agree with Jeremy, but you're kind of saying what Ed and I are saying, that it's ridiculous to play in the Baltimore.
But,
he also said it's ridiculous to play,
he's
though.
He's not on your side. He's on my side. Shut up.
It's ridiculous. That's the point. It's a ridiculous song to play in the Baltimore area. Let's go to Dundalk and get Kevin. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
what's up?
Do you hear me?
Yep,
gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that song, actually, I'm at Dundalk, it's Columbia, but that song that they play on Fridays at the Orioles game, and it's about Baltimore, man, that is the lyrics, the sound, everything about that song is so wrong, man. I hate that song.
Oh, the City Connect song. Okay.
Yeah, the City Connect song. Man, I don't know who okayed that one, but that they can use another one, man.
What don't you like about it?
Is that the lyrics just doesn't work with the beat. And it just it just doesn't work together, man.
I don't know. Have I heard this?
Yeah. It's, if I'm not mistaken, Joe, it's supposed to be more like spoken word than...
Yeah, it's a spoken word poem called You Can't Clip These Wings.
So it's not supposed to go with the beat. It's spoken word. It's not rapping.
Did they say you can't clip these wings, Joe? Is that what it said?
I said you.
Okay. You're not clipping our wings. No way. Not happening today, buddy.
I thought it was use.
Use. No. Use. Well, that's... Use like... Now use can't leave.
Let's go to Tony Perry Hall. What's up, Tony?
Hey.
Take radio down, please. Yeah, Tony, we miss you, buddy.
Come on, man.
Listen, folks, when you call in, listen to it from the phone. Because that's on time.
Yeah.
If you're listening to it through the radio, there's a delay. And you get,
we have a 2-hour delay, so you know what you're getting.
You get hung up on.
Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.